I'm T.W. Hawk. This is How to Succeed on Purpose. Inspiration for transformation.
Succeed by being successful. Succeed by being successful sounds like a simple formula. Just do it. Sure thing, I'll just succeed by being successful. But that's exactly how you do it. You are a success if you are acting successfully. If you are feeling successful, you are a success. If you are projecting success, then you are a success. If your state of being is one of success, then you are successful. There can be no other way. Success is not external, it's internal. Even if the press and accolades and trappings of success appear that way to everyone else, if you aren't feeling good within, then are you successful? It's when the publicity or recognition or accolades or bucks pile up around someone who is doing something right, then we say, that guy is successful. But really, that guy has been successful all along. We're just coming into awareness about it. And the press and accolades and money isn't going to continue to make him successful. His being successful is. See what I mean? The ground state of being for all beings is one of success. You're alive in a miraculous body. You are already successful. Can you imagine trying to design a vessel for consciousness from the ground up with its multitudinous complexities? And it would always be breaking down or need a tune-up, or you'd find it in the shop being repaired or serviced like a Maserati or Ferrari that you can only take out for a stroll every now and then before it needs to be babied again in the security of the garage. Instead, we have these wonderful instruments that more or less take care of themselves and self-regulate and adjust and heal as a natural state of being. So stretch your legs and adopt an attitude of success. Your external success is a byproduct of being successful, knowing that you are successful, and acting as such. The art of success is cultivated by asking yourself three simple questions. These will help to keep you on the path of success by continuing to refine your definition of the term, which will change and evolve over time. As we evolve, so does our personal definition of success. In fact, it should, because as we garner life experience, we're in a constant state of refinement, tweaking, fine-tuning, trying this and that, deciding what we like and what we don't, who we like and who we don't want to hang around, what makes us feel good and what doesn't. Here are the three questions to ask yourself when you accomplish something, at work, at home, in school, in your community, anything that yields a result of an action that you took. It can be a huge project you brought to completion or a small task. Number one, do you feel good about it? Number two, do others feel good about it? Number three, do you feel good about yourself? Number one, the first question asks, do you feel good about it? That's easy. When you do something, does it give you a good feeling for yourself to have done it? Not so much what you can get away with, maybe sneaky feels good, but an action that gave rise to a feeling within you. The feeling was either good or bad. It gave rise to positive emotion or negative emotion. You decide. If you felt good about it, bravo. If not, then make a better choice for yourself next time. Question 2. The second question asks, do others feel good about it? A little harder to determine, but not much. While you can't know the thinking of another, you can guess at their feelings based on body language, eye contact, nonverbal communication. You can see if they smile and nod, or if they have a sourpuss face, a glare, or shake their heads. We're pretty good at picking up on other satisfaction or dissatisfaction. Sometimes they'll even tell you that what you did made them happy, or that it was a job well done. Or they'll acknowledge you with a thank you, or send you other business, or recommend you to a friend, or buy two, or simply come back for more. And then you can always ask them how they feel about something you did or accomplished. If you don't know or can't guess, then ask. Question number 3, do you feel good about yourself? Now this sounds like a repeat of question 1, but it isn't. Though the difference is subtle, it's significant. This is the hardest question of the 3. Sometimes we do things that make us feel good to do. Others might hate what we did, or love it, or be neutral, and then we feel bad about ourselves. Why? Sometimes we can deliver a project or achieve a goal or execute a strategy that carries out the agenda of our organization. You feel good about achieving the objective. Your bosses are happy. But then you have second thoughts about the morality of how you accomplished your task. Perhaps you lied to get there. Or perhaps the agenda of the company you work for is to suppress information or make money at the expense of others or do things counter to the interest of public health or the environment. Maybe in that instance, you don't feel good about yourself. You feel good that you accomplished what you were asked to do. You succeeded in that. Your company prospers and your higher-ups feel good about what you did and the way you did it. You're successful to them. But then you ask if you feel good about yourself for having done it. And if the answer is no, then Houston, we have a problem. The success test fails the Pepsi challenge. What then? Well, we move into the category of refinement. The hard work of honing what it is we do and how we do it so that we have the feeling of success all the time, every day. That's an ideal, of course, and we can't always live our ideal version of things, but success is a process. It's about aspiring to greatness by feeling great. Let's face it, we don't always feel great. Sometimes we feel lousy. That's human. But we want to feel great, and feeling great is a function of feeling alive. Remember how our ground state is success? Because we're in miraculous bodies experiencing the infinite nature and divine creativity of the universe? Well, experiencing things that make us feel lousy, or feeling loss, depression, dejection, rejection, fear, heartache, and so on, all gives us the feeling of being alive. People often say they felt the most alive in times of extreme emotional distress. Anger, hurt, fear, surprise, fight or flight response in matters of life or death, all of these emotions put us in touch with the feeling of being most alive. They put us in touch with our humanity. And that humanity, at its most elemental, at its most fundamental and essential, is the ground state of being. Just being is success. Here's the cascade of logic. Life events create emotions good and bad. Emotions remind us that we're alive. Feeling alive reminds us of our ground state, and our ground state is success. Success is not always happiness all the time, but feeling good about what you do, knowing that others feel good about it, and feeling good about yourself are the levers on the gateway along the path of success. Not a path to success, but a path of success. It's not a destination, it's a pathway. And a carriage of success within your being yields the success you're seeking outside of your being. Because nothing is really outside of us. It's all within us, within our own experience. The potential that's locked within us. Not even locked, really. It's just lying there on the counter for us to take and do with what we please. Potentiality is free and available to all who care to swipe it off the counter, stick it in their pocket, know that they succeed by being successful, and head out through the gateway and venture forth along the path of success. Succeed by being successful.
Thank you for joining me. I'm T.W. Hawk. This is How to Succeed on Purpose.